Hi, this is DJ Sticky, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today, I'm going to be doing a little kind of, a back in time to middle school Quinn, unfortunately, or fortunately for you. So you're going to listen to some cringy video game music that I liked, cringy TV show music that I liked, and a bunch of other cringy things, because middle schoolers are cringy. First up is a show, it's a soundtrack from a show that my best friend showed me when I was in 7th grade, and actually, the show itself is a little cringy, I'm not going to lie, but the song is fantastic. So enjoy I Burn by Casey Lee Williams, Lamar Hall, and Jeff Williams.
The booth, human torch can't mess with me. Johnny Blaze, suspect B, scorch him quick, lightning fast, melting britches down to ash. Gasoline, kerosene, strike a match, ignite the scene. Things will never be the same. Feel the fury of my flame. Beg for mercy, it won't help. Embrace the ending you were dealt. Seems you chumps will never learn. Now sit back and watch me burn.
Yeah!
All right, that was Die by Jeff Williams and Casey Lee Williams from the Ruby soundtrack, which I very much enjoyed in middle school. Next, we're going to transition to an even cringier phase. Like, maybe you thought that was good. Maybe you won't think this upcoming music is good. But that's okay, because middle school Quinn thought this was fantastic. We're going to transition to the some of the EDM music that I liked. I think I really liked EDM music, like, 80% because, I don't know, it was different and it made me edgy, and 20% because all of the EDM songs that I found on YouTube had anime girl covers on them. Alright, enjoy High Score by Panda Eyes and Temenite. We'll be right back. All right, that was some of the EDM portion. I might add more depending on how I'm feeling, depending on really how much I want to torture you guys. One of my friends in the studio, DJ Spooky actually, just said that, quote unquote, that last song sounded like it would be an AMV, which for you listeners who don't know is an anime music video, which is usually like an anime set to music, I don't know, but for My Little Pony. So thank you so much for that, DJ Spooky. Next up, we're going to do a little bit of Vocaloid because, of course, every middle school Quinn playlist has to have some Vocaloid on it. Also, for you listeners who don't know about Vocaloid, Vocaloid is basically it's a computer, like, voice bank of a bunch of sounds that someone would use to make words. So if you purchase a voice bank, you can string together a bunch of the sounds to make it sound like people are singing, which I think is kind of super sick. So it is started in Japan. There's some English voice banks, but the most popular ones are Japanese, notably Hatsune Miku. So starting off with my favorite Vocaloid song is World Is Mine. And of course, I have to play the live version so you can hear how much other people like it so you don't think I'm a weirdo for enjoying it. Enjoy World Is Mine, live in Los Angeles by Rio, aka Supercell.
Oh,
All right, that was the live version of the song Luca Luca Night Fever, which is a lot of fun. Super, super fun, actually. The dance moves are awesome in the music video. Definitely check it out. So the last song that I'm going to play from the Vocaloid section, most likely, unless I think of more Vocaloid that I absolutely love, which is definitely very possible, is called the... The Disappearance of Hatsune Miku. I think this one's a lot of fun because it's basically about her being in a computer and being slowly deleted. And even though, like, if you check out the lyrics, you're like, dang, this is kind of crazy. But they're spoken extremely fast in Japanese, so they're kind of hard to follow. But I think it's, it's pretty cool. It's a cool concept. These are the kind of things that you can do with Vocaloid. Like, I think it's really neat that a lot of people have extrapolated on the fact that she's just a computer voice and have used that to make music about her. And, enjoy The Disappearance of Hatsune Miku. It's kind of a bop. And then stay tuned for the public service announcement. I'm not afraid to All right, you just heard a remix of The Disappearance of Hatsune Miku. I unfortunately really did not mean to play the remix. I'm so sad that I did, but it would have been even worse if I had paused the song in the middle and then restarted the original version of the song. But if you thought, like, any of that song was good, I highly recommend you check out the original version, because it's a lot of fun. The remix kind of did it dirty, I'm not gonna lie. And then I said stay tuned. Sorry, stay tuned for the service announcement. So I have DJ Brown Bread, one of our favorite DJs, about to read the public service announcement. Take it away, DJ Brown Bread.
Thank you, DJ Sticky. This is DJ Brown Bread here with a very important announcement. When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in the tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/NFSNC. This message is a public service of the U.S. Force at Service and this radio station, WMFO. We care about bears and you.
Thank you for that. Sorry, that wonderful public service announcement, DJ Brown Bread. I can say personally, this one is pretty real. When I was in 10th grade and I was backpacking, we got to our campsite, and while we were there, we saw a mama and baby cub ripping through another, hiker's backpack because they had peanut butter in there. Better stow it away. All right, so now we're gonna whip into a little bit of more of, I don't know if it's like normal music, but like, I guess not obscure Japanese computer girl voice music. So here is Borderline, the Vanic remix. I do like most of these songs today, but I was listening to this one yesterday. I think it's quite fantastic. Enjoy.
I'm still can't see. I want you and I'm doing. to this thing we keep and dip into when we need. No, don't have the right to ask where you go at night, but the waves hit my head to think someone's in your bed. Just lost the world war, and the scene slips away to the evenness I fake. It's a shit some world, 'cause I don't really want you, girl, but you can't be free, 'cause I'm selfish, I'm obscene.
Thank you.
All right, you just heard Lullabies by Yuna, but the Adventure Club remix because it's super awesome. Unfortunately, we're out of time today, but I would like to thank both of my guest stars, DJ Brown Bread and DJ Spooky, for coming on today. They made the show a lot more fun, especially DJ Brown Bread's public service announcement. It was read with such passion and respect and love for it. It was very important, actually, as one would say. Credit to DJ Brown Bread for that little line there. All right, so I hope you guys have a great rest of your Veterans Day. I hope everyone has a great night's sleep tonight, no insomnia, and enjoy the live music coming up next.